From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has told U.S. television viewers the U.S. should extradite a Muslim cleric over his alleged involvement in Friday's failed military coup. Fethullah Gulen is in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania and has denied any involvement. Yüksel Alp Aslan Dogan is a Gulen advisor.
He actually said that he feels insulted by this accusation because he has been a victim of four military coups in Turkey before. He is a man of peace. He defended peace against terrorist groups like ISIS. He condemned violence of all kinds throughout his life.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. is awaiting Turkey's formal extradition request, but added it must fulfill certain requirements.
There is a clear, well-established, mutually agreed-upon process for considering those kinds of requests. And there are essentially two factors. The first is the request would be evaluated to determine whether or not it was related to crimes that are covered by the extradition treaty. And then second, there would be an evaluation made jointly by the Department of State and by the Department of Justice to determine whether or not the evidentiary standard that's described in the treaty is met.
Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim promised to rethink Turkey's relationship with Washington if Gulen is not extradited. Meanwhile, media reports say some 20,000 members of the police, civil service, judiciary, and army have been detained or suspended since Friday's coup attempt. Popular South African race driver Gugu Zulu died early Monday while trying to reach the summit of Tanzania's nearly 5,900-meter-tall Mount Kilimanjaro, part of a charity drive for underprivileged girls. The 38-year-old Zulu climbing with his wife, a team, when he experienced breathing problems. The statement said medical teams tried but failed to revive him. This is VOA News.